At the Winter Olympics in Sochi, the U.S. has collected no medals so far in speed skating, an uncharacteristic result. The Americans' best remaining hope for hardware rests with short track speed skater J.R. Selsky and the men's relay team. Selsky began his career at the skating rink in Federal Way, Washington, the same one his former speed skating idol Apollo Ohno started at. But it's a roller rink, not an ice skating rink. Correspondent Tom Bonsi visited a place where Olympians are born and later have to leave to achieve their Olympic dreams.
The roller skating center is called Patterson's West. It has the requisite colored lights, music, and disco ball shimmering over an expansive hardwood floor. But it's the pedigree of its rollerblade racing team that separates this place from other Northwest roller rinks.
That's JR, who started skating for me when he was 3 years old.
Rink owner and coach Mike Patterson points to an autographed picture of JR Selsky, the top medal hopeful on this year's U.S. Olympic short track speed skating team. Next to that, on the office wall, a mounted autographed Sports Illustrated cover of three-time Olympian Apollo Ohno.
Yeah, I remember 20s, Apollo, he came here and he wanted on the team really bad.
The kid raced for 5 years on Coach Patterson's speed team. Selsky stuck with it for 9 years. In fact, nearly the entire U.S. Olympic short track ice speed skating team in Sochi started their careers on rollerblades, or as they call it, inline racing. At the Winter Games, U.S. speed skater Jessica Smith explained why a 16-time inline national champion like herself would switch to ice.
Unfortunately, the sport of inline speed skating is not in the Olympics in the Summer Games. And I made the switch into short track speed skating to follow my dream of becoming an Olympian, and here I am today in Sochi.
For his part, Apollo Ohno caught the Olympic bug watching the 1994 Winter Games on TV. Then J.R. Selsky watched Ohno in action at the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics and decided he wanted to do that too. Now, at Patterson's Federal Way Skating Rink, it's happening again.
J.R. and Apollo came from here, and I want to be in the Olympics because they're kind of my inspiration too.
10-year-old Julian Rimby says he wants to start ice speed skating lessons next season.
I think it's going to be a little hard at first, but I think I'll get the hang of it.
Set. Good. Go, go, go.
Watching the young rollerbladers practice their starts and zip around an oval marked with cones, you immediately notice how similar speed skating on ice and on hardwood looks. But not everyone here is ready to throw away their wheels in favor of blades, not by any means. 9-year-olds Autumn Herman and Sidra Reich told me why.
And for ice skating, it's really cold, and roller skating, not so cold.
That's a reason to stay with what you started.
Yeah. I've tried ice skating. I don't think it's as fun because when you fall, you get really cold. And sometimes if somebody falls over you, they'll hit the blade on you.
A coach for an ice speed skating club in Bellingham says he expects a surge in newcomers generated by the Winter Olympics. Roller Skate Center owner Mike Patterson says he's sorry to see racers defect to the ice rink in neighboring Tacoma in his case, but doesn't begrudge them for following their Olympic dreams. Parent Paul Rimby says a perfect solution would be to get inline speed skating into the Summer Olympics.
I mean, you have some other sports in the Olympics that you would think by watching those other sports, I don't want to say any sports, but why wouldn't we make it?
A related event, roller hockey, was included as a demonstration sport at the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, but no roller sports have even made the shortlist for consideration since then. I'm Tom Bonsi in Federal Way, Washington.